Welcome to the Outside the Business Boxes podcast, where we're talking about how to ignite your business today for the future using systems for everything you do in your business to make your life, your employees' lives, and your customers' lives easier for you to ultimately enjoy your business and, of course, make more money. I'm your host, Chad Murray. Welcome to the Outside the Business Box podcast. I'm your host, Chad Murray, business coach, service entrepreneur, chimney business. And today we're going to talk about scripting. Not just call scripting, call center scripting, which a lot of people still need to have better, but also sales scripts, scripts, and anything that you have to relay to a customer, and you want to be able to do it across the board to where everybody in your company sounds the same. It really comes down to duplicating yourself. It's one of the key things to advance your company's culture and advance them in sales, advancing in the correct lines of communication that work in your industry for the products that you're selling. Let's jump right into it. So we'll talk about call center first. Call center. The old school way would be to, you know, put someone next to somebody and let them learn the ropes on how to, you know, make your appointments and all that kind of stuff and the procedures, which, you know, you still should do that. But the difference with the way I train my people and how I've trained my other business people that I coach is to do it in a manner of not just handing them a piece of paper and what to say. Why? Because when you do that, that piece of paper never gets read from after the first to second week. It's done. Now it's the Wild West of what everybody's saying. And I know this because I have multiple clients that I have. I mean, over 20 clients now have told me, I ask them, what does the call center say when they answer the phone? And it's always the same thing. Thank you for calling X company. May I help you? It's got to be the worst and the oldest school way to answer the phone ever. And then after that, when the customer asks something, how do they reply? You know, how do they educate the customer to direct them towards creating an account, making an appointment, whatever? And that's the thing, you know, if you just say, hi, thank you for calling, may I help you? And that's all you say. And then you go, they say, oh, I'm calling about a service. You know, I need to have the service done. And if you just say, okay, we can do it next Friday, you know, or yes, we do that. You give them a very small rundown of what it is and, you know, and kind of leave it to the customer to ask more questions. That's the whole point. Having a long call script actually makes it shorter. And when I say long, you script it out all the way to every single thing that the client could possibly ask. And then your call center, the part that you want them to answer, not because they, or that they could from an office without seeing whatever they're looking at, then you need to script that out for them so they're saying what you say. They don't know what you do. They've never been out in the field. They're not you. They're not one of your technicians. When you hire someone in a call center, they literally have no idea exactly what you do. So you need to give them the right verbiage to talk to people so that the people will be comfortable on making an appointment. Then your scheduled appointment numbers start going up, and now hence your salespeople have more opportunities to sell and you start making more money. Now, let's kind of dive into this a little bit more. So for instance, I'll use my company, obviously, as we go through this. And so we use a call script app called ZingTree. There are many out there, and I've looked at a few of them. ZingTree is just what we chose. So look at any other app. It's fine. Just use an app because it just gives you that better professionalism. Here's our script. And so how this works on our app at ZingTree is you have what your call center person is going to say, and then you have clicks on there, buttons for you to press on what the client's response is. So here's our first page when you go up to start answering the calls, which they go right. So as soon as the phone rings, they go to a tab that has Zing Tree loaded on it. They hit restart if it's not in the beginning, and this is what it says for them to say, answering the phone. Thank you for calling Master Services. This is Chad. Are you calling about a chimney or wildlife removal service? Right there alone. I didn't just say, thank you for calling Masters. May I help you? Most companies say that, and it really is it's so open. You're not directing the customer. You're not advising the customer. You can speed up the process by directing them right away. Now, we do other services other than chimney and wildlife, and on here we also do dryer vents. So if the customer were to say dryer vent, I'm actually not calling about either. I'm calling about a dryer vent. They can now click on that button and go to exactly what I want them to say about dryer vent. So I'll click on the button dryer vent. When was the last time your dryer vent was cleaned? And they'll either say never, last year, more than a year, or I don't know. Let's click on the I don't know. Well, then we say, okay, it's $150 to push a dryer vent cleaning brush through the dryer vent, getting all the lint out of your vent. We may blow the vent out if the brush isn't getting all the lint out. When we are completed, the dryer and washer will be reset up just like it was originally. Would you like to schedule our next available dryer vent opening? Then it says yes, no, or questions. And then they click yes. It just takes them to a button that says go to our scheduling program. If they say no, then we ask, you know, how else can we help you? Or they might have questions. The call center will click on to go to that, what their questions would be. And then I have it scripted out for every question I can think of. I actually sent a questionnaire to the call center of each category of what service we do and what do customers ask on the phone. We kept that tracking for a week to figure out what everybody asked. And then they sent me all their questions. And then I wrote a script to answer every question that had been asked in the last week. And we've added more question answers to that since. It's just a living document app that you get to modify, adjust, advance, better scripting as you go through. And from a call center standpoint, it's all about getting the appointment, but also priming the customer for the sale. So let's get into the sales scripting. As you developed your sales and when you started your business, you started to talk a certain way. You started to advise and inform your clients on a process of how you're going to do whatever you're going to do for them, whether it be a product or whether it be a service, whether it be just whatever. And you came up with your own verbiage that is your own kind of branding, the way you're going to do it that separates you from all your other competitors. I find it funny how a lot of businesses just don't script their salespeople. And when you're scripting them, you want everyone to sound like they're branded by you as well. It's not just about uniforms and trucks and products. It's about the way you walk and talk, the swagger of your company. To get scalable scenario, it's also about, you know, the McDonald's hamburger. It's the same hamburger no matter where you go in the world. As you scale, you want new employees to sound just like your old employees. I mean, it's going to do so much for the flow of your business. For training aspect, it's light years ahead of everybody else, because you can take someone through half the training if they sound good and they're a salesperson, which in our company we call them educators. You can get somebody on board to explaining something the perfect way right out of the gate on their own, then all the questions of the customers just go away. And they're impressed by how they know their products and services. When you also script them all the way out to the rebuttals or the questions and the answers and everything else, everybody just looks at your whole company in a different light. I mean, I've had so many people ask me if my company is a franchise. It's like the greatest compliment ever, because I've never franchised. I have developed my systems over time. I mean, which some are completely developed by me, and some are, you know, you just as you grow, you have to develop a certain flow to your company. And the larger you get, the more flow you get with the same current, you know, and not always wavy and waves and think of it like that. I mean, we want a smooth river. We don't want a choppy hurricane ocean going on out there. So if everybody is scripted on to say stuff about the exact same products, then it helps with quality control. It helps with sales. It makes everything go smoother and everybody's on board. And everything then starts creating the culture that you want too. Because now anybody goes off cuff, you're going to hear about it at the call center. And the call center is going to let you know. And now you have a training aspect to say, well, why did you say this or that? Or maybe they misunderstood. So many different variables you can fly out of making sure everybody's saying the same thing. And when they don't, you'll find out. I'll give you a chimney example that we do. And everything on a water leak is what chimneys and how they decay. So I'm going to explain to you how this works and how I work with my company. So everything on the inside of a fireplace and a chimney inside of it that decays is due to moisture damage. Everything. Having the chimney waterproof from top to bottom with the different products and services that we can do to it for 100% guarantee it's not going to leak, that's exactly what I teach a script-wise. We always start in the firebox. After we're all done and we inspected everything, it's all documented, we have our video and we have an inspection form, then we have our estimate. The way the guys start is they start in the firebox talking to the client. Here's a part of the fire that, you know, fire. Here's your firebox is cracked up. That's due to moisture damage. Here's a lintel repair. We need to repack it. That's due to moisture damage. Fireplace damper is rusted. That is due to water damage. You start getting the path. Everything's due to water damage. Now I've primed them for what needs to happen up at the top. What needs to happen in your chimney. Everybody is scripted on how to present a sale to someone by the value. My guys are taught to start on the inside, show all the water damage, tell them about the water damage, show them the pricing down there, and then direct it right to the chimney and having this script. We're going to start at the bottom. We're going to start at the flash seal where the chimney and the roof meet. There's flashing, and that leaks quite a bit. So what we do is we're going to bond your chimney to your roof for a perfect watershed of the water leaving away from your chimney. Then we're going to take a waterproofer, which is not a sealer. It's a waterproofer. It allows moisture to not penetrate from the outside, but allows any moisture from the inside to escape. Chimneys are like a cave. They sweat. They perspire. That moisture needs to leave. So if you seal it, that moisture stays in. That's bad for bricks and mortar joints and stuff like that. So we want to be able to take this magic potion and waterproof the chimney. It allows the moisture to leave but not allow it to come in. We can't keep it in stock. We sell it to every chimney because every chimney needs it. Then we go to the very top. Your mortar crown, it's cracked up or it's missing mortar. We're going to put a good layer of mortar up there. This is going to help your chimney stay solid. It is the very top of your chimney. Then we're going to seal it with a product that we use, Crown Coat, which is going to make like a rubbery substance that'll keep it there for life once we put a full coverage chimney cap on it. Now, we make them at our shop. We make them all across the country and for in Canada, but we also make them for our clients as well. So what we do is it covers the entire top row of the chimney, covers the entire mortar crown. It allows no moisture to get into the flue that's damaging all this stuff down at the bottom, all the components like your damper, like your lintel packing and your back wall and all those cracks. So all these together are going to do that. It's going to keep animals out. It's lifetime warranted. And we make it out of colored steel, not spray painted. So there you go. There's our script. Everybody leads into that. All the repairs for a fireplace, that goes right into that script of a sale. We don't script out what down at the bottom because it's broken, fix it. Now we got to show the value of how it will never be broken and fixed again. This is what you do for your company. You come up with your scripts for your products and services, your answers to any questions. I don't like really calling them rebuttals because they're questions you got to answer. And then go from there. Now, if you're in the type of business that calls for sales rebuttals, which we do not sell rebuttal, the only thing that we rebuttal on a water leak is we're not going to touch your chimney if you're not going to fix all of it because it leaks now and we can't penetrate and figure out exactly where it's leaking from. So that's my only rebuttal we say when it comes to chimneys, either take it or leave it. And so, but there are companies out there that will, you'll have a rebuttal for some product or service that you're doing. And so have that scripted out. I mean, that is how you're going to get a complete company to all work together. Your sales numbers should start evening out between all your guys, because if you hire the right people and they're all saying the same thing, they should be getting the same results. When it comes to scripting, to go all about, you want your call center, you want your salespeople, and now let's talk managing it. Managing all of your scripts. You must listen to the calls from the call center if you can, if they're recorded, and tweak them and tell them that they got to be doing it exactly like you do it. You have to stay on top of them. You have to call the client up and ask about it. Did your educator, a salesperson, tell you everything, you know, about the way I said it here? And then you know, we'll call up and give them a discount if they'll talk to us about it, or we'll call up and ask, you know, we're just calling to do a call back to evaluate our educator on making sure that he advised you on all our products the way we want to. So do you mind a minute to speak with me? And then 99% of the time they say yes. And so then I'll go over the whole, or my management team will go over and do the whole sale on the phone. And they'll say, did they say all that? And they'll 95% of the time they say yes. That 5% they say no, we ask questions about what they said and why they didn't. And then we call back and talk to our educator and find out why he didn't say it. And there's typically usually a rotten excuse, but sometimes there's a good one. That is how you're going to start to be able to start scaling your company, manage your company. And it becomes much easier to manage when everybody's saying the same thing. That's the importance of scripts. When you have everybody on board, everybody doing the same thing the right way, the way you did it, you now have a company that's worth scaling. So when building your company, make sure that you're scripting out everybody the same way to make your branding even all across the board. Make your scripts and evaluate your scripts as you go on and as you grow to make them better. Because you don't want to have an old dog selling for you and your new dogs are saying something new and then everybody's conflicted. So make sure that you do the right training to upgrade your scripts as you are moving towards, you know, advancing towards scaling and getting larger. Scripts are really literally the first and best thing. It's easy to do. It's cheap, if not free, to do. Get everybody on board. Train with it. Use it in all your meetings. Talk about it. Quiz everybody on it. Go by people and ask them and to repeat something for you, or ask them a question so that they have to answer it. It's just training, training, training on getting everybody to be branded exactly like you. That's how you're going to be able to step out of your business, because everybody now has duplicated the process that you've pioneered into starting your company. So thank you for listening to the podcast today about scripts. I hope you can take this back to your company and get it going so that you can start branding and scaling and someday be able to retire from all the little tips that I can give you here at Outside the Business Box. Thank you and have a blessed day.